one of the biggest complaints that I used to get about the stop smoking clinics was I'd get people who would graduate, who were really trying now to get on with their lives and to get on with this concept that they wanted to almost forget they were ever smokers. I had mentioned in a few other videos and how people get to a point relatively quickly when they graduate the clinic that they are moving on with their lives. They really are. They're not focusing a lot on not smoking anymore. They're just not smoking and they're going on doing things. Well, sometimes people take it a little bit too far and they want to try to forget that they were ever smokers. And that was something that I was always cautious of. I needed them to understand. That's what I try to get everyone who I do either in live programs or on internet-based programs. I want them to understand they are not going to turn into never smokers. They are going to become ex-smokers. Now, that may sound kind of frustrating to some people that they can never become a never smoker, but that's just the way things are. They can't get to, you know, say that they never smoked a day in their life. They have a past history. And part of that past history is they are nicotine addicts. Even though it's now asymptomatic in them because they've been off for so long that their body isn't really giving them signs of being a smoker, there is alterations in them. There's alteration in their brain, which they're still nicotine addicts, asymptomatic, but nicotine addicts. There's alterations in their liver, the way they metabolize nicotine if they were to get into their system. So there have been changes that have gone on here. So people do want to get to the point that they totally forget they ever smoked. And one of my missions that I've always had when I had people come through clinics is to make sure they didn't forget that. Again, one of the biggest complaints that I used to get in stop smoking clinics is from people who would say they would be doing fine, they'd be doing great. But all of a sudden, they'd get this stupid letter in the mail reminding them they were smokers. And they were my stop smoking clinic letters. The letters were written, I talked about this before, they were never meant to help people quit smoking. They were designed for people who had quit smoking already to reinforce concepts that I taught in the stop smoking clinic. I wanted to keep reminding people that they are in a state of recovery. Yes, it's a simple state now, but there's an alteration here that they have to remember. I started writing the letters back in 1981. Now, I'd already been doing clinics for 5 years, but I was basically going from place to place doing clinics. I was with the American Cancer Society. We weren't really collecting names and addresses at this point. We were just doing the program, and we never see the people again. It wasn't until 1978, the end of 1978, where I really got into one location that I was running clinics. And I did that there now for, you know, it was over 20-some years, and I was in this one location. And then I started collecting names, doing mailing lists, and then being able to send out reinforcement materials. Although the first few years, I didn't have the materials written, so we didn't do it. I called every now and then. But again, it was not a whole lot of contact with people after they quit. The ones who would come in to volunteer on panels, I would see them regularly, but some people I would never see again after the clinic until I'd run into them on the street, and that would happen a lot. There were years when I was centered in one area. We were having thousands of people in that area. There were days I just couldn't go out without running into a smoking clinic person. But it was nice. You know, I was the vast majority of time I ran into people, if they came up and talked to me, they were not smoking. Now, that doesn't mean that the vast majority had successfully quit. There were probably about half that had quit, somewhere in that vicinity. But the ones who didn't make it, if they saw me before I saw them, they would get out of my line of vision. I knew if I was like on the train and all of a sudden somebody would turn their head real fast to get, you know, break, you know, so I wouldn't see them. Hey, that's a smoking clinic person who didn't make it. They did not want to talk to me. They did not want me seeing them. But daily I would run into people wherever I would went, and, you know, they were doing fine. And, you know, they were always happy to see me. They hadn't heard from me and talked to me in, you know, maybe months and sometimes years. But they were still enthused not to be smoking and be able to share that with somebody who really wanted to hear it. You know, their family and friends were tired of hearing it after a while. Anyway, I started writing the letters. And when I started writing the letters, I have a book here of all the letters that I had written. And some of these never really made it onto the internet because they're dated material. I mean, it's just stuff that were not applicable anymore to what's happening in today's world. But it made sense at the time. So there were about 100 letters or so that I think I had. And when I first started doing it, I was hoping to get like 12 letters. I hoped to get enough information to do 12 letters so I could send letters off once a month for a year. That seemed like that'd be good. But within a real short time period, I had those 12 letters, and I kept getting flooded with ideas of things that needed to be said. And I started writing more and more, and it built up over time. There were times that was over a year in advance of writing where I had over 12 letters stockpiled, and I would just, and I couldn't send them out all the time because we didn't have the budget for that kind of thing. So the letters were never meant, again, to get people off of smoking. They were meant for people who had already quit. So when they started going in on the internet, and then I wrote a whole lot of more material once I got onto the internet too, stuff more applicable to direct quitting as opposed to follow-up material. When it started going on the internet, it started taking on, again, a different life that it was never meant to have to start with, never designed for. I'm really happy we do have them as a resource now, and there was one man on the Freedom website who took them one day. His name was Bill, and Bill wasn't a professional publisher, but he had numerous books published, and I think he must have did a lot of his own layout before he went to publishers. Well, he took all the letters and indexed them together, and he put them into a logical sequence, and it was really good. We were really excited about when that happened, and when I first put it on the internet, we had no idea how this was going to be used. In fact, we had it up for a couple of years, but we never had a counter on the page. We didn't have that kind of function at the website to look at an individual page like that. Well, then in November of 2005, I think, all of a sudden, we had to move our web hosting company, and this new server we had the capacity. It was measuring individual pages that were basically hit. And we found that book was downloaded, and between November 4th of 2005 and now, November 27th, so it's just a little bit over, a year and 3 weeks, I guess. We've had 575,000 downloads of those books, so that's great. We were very excited to realize what kind of volume we were getting out there and how many people were basically seeing this material. So that material got a life that was much bigger than it ever was when it was first being used, and we're excited about that. And now, again, it could be used as follow-up material. People who sat through the video lessons that we've had now, up on the internet, can now use these materials in a sense the way they were originally being used, as follow-up reinforcement of stuff that we kind of cover in video format, but in some cases the letters are in more detail than I can get on video, and in some cases I really think they're better. There's a couple of specific ones, like My Cigarette, My Friend, and I can sit and read the thing. I'm a lousy reader when it comes down to it. I've always been a lousy, if I'm trying to read out loud, I just destroy things as I read out loud. Smoker's Vow is another one. There's a few that I think are just more poignant if they're going to be read at this point in time by people. So these letters are out there. I hope you take advantage and use them. And again, you don't need to read them all in one day. You don't need to read them all in 1 week. You can just sit down and read one a day, and it'll keep you busy for a few months if you do something like that, and help you, reinforce resolve for another day to never take another puff.